Kanantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Vainam Tadhati Shabadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Jata Madhakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shavarshatam Shahagana Raghunatham Yutam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Setam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantitamscha Hey Krishna Guruna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagarpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Govrati Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripasindam Prevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadhari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Nityananda Gosai Pataila Gaura Deshe Teha Gaura Desha Pashaila Prema Vashe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Nityananda Prabhu from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, known as Gaura Desh, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu overflooded that country with the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the father of the Sankirtan movement of chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he spent some years in Bengal and then moved to Jagannath Puri. He accepted the sannyas order and stayed at Jagannath Puri in Orissa. And here we find that he sent Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is his chief emissary, chief missionary, you could say, for spreading the chanting of the holy name. So Lord Chaitanya sent Lord Nityananda Prabhu to Bengal. Don't stay packed up here with me in Jagannath Puri for your own happiness. Don't stay packed up here for your own happiness. Get out. Go and spread this for the benefit of others. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Ananda Bhavivardhan. Ananda Ambudhi. Vardhana. To increase the ocean of transcendental happiness. To increase the ocean of transcendental happiness. The Nityananda, Ananda means transcendental pleasure. And Nitya means permanent. eternal. The material world is just the opposite. Anicchamasukham bhogam. In the Bhagavad Gita, it said that this world and everything in it is unintended, temporary, and asukham, devoid of actual happiness. Some appearance of happiness may be there, but it's not real happiness, because real happiness is permanent. And the material happiness, adyantapantakantya, it has a beginning and it has an end. Nateshu ramate bhutan. Therefore, Lord Krishna says, a person who's intelligent, bhuta, doesn't take pleasure in that kind of enjoyment. Anityam sukham, lokam, and the whole world, that's what there is. Some temporary, insignificant happiness. If we look at the happiness of the cats and dogs and lower animals, we think that what is their happiness? To eat some grubby stuff and to bark or meow and to have some little sex. What happiness are they getting? But we think, now we, on the other hand, are getting first-class happiness. We have nice restaurants, we have clubs, we have video, we have this, we have that, we're advanced. So much we've developed for enjoyment. We have amusement parks, theme parks, video games. And, of course, we have better sex. But and the demigods from the higher planets look at our enjoyment and they think, ugh. As we're looking at the dogs and hogs and thinking, ooh. The demigods are looking at us and thinking, ooh. But we're thinking our happiness is very nice. But these self-realized souls are looking at the happiness of the demigods and thinking that this is nothing. Akash, Pushpa, they're thinking that this is, their happiness is like a flower in the sky. Flower in the sky means it's not there. For a person who's gotten just a little enlightenment by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the post of Indra or Brahma seem insignificant. They seem like insects. They seem like insects. And the yes. What is that verse? Like that. The happiness seems insignificant. But Vishwam Purnam Sukhayate, the whole world is a happy place for him, because his happiness is not coming from the material platform. His happiness is coming from chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishwam Purnam. For him, the whole world is a happy place. Sahaje Nitananda Krishna Premodam Prabhu Agyaya Koilo Yaha Taha Premodam. Sri Nitananda Prabhu is by nature very much inspired in rendering transcendental loving service to Lord Krishna. Now, being ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed this loving service, Yaha Taha, anywhere and everywhere. There are two kinds of devotees. They're called Bhajanandis and the Ghostyanandis. They're both getting transcendental pleasure. The Bhajanandis are getting pleasure by serving Krishna. They've realized that the pleasure of serving the senses, the pleasure of serving family interests and national interests and this interest and that interest is not a real pleasure. The real pleasure comes from serving Krishna. So Bhajanananda, they're getting pleasure from serving the lotus feet of the Lord. And then Ghostyanandis are not just satisfied that we're getting pleasure in serving the Lord, they want to distribute that pleasure, they want to share that pleasure, they want to give out Krishna consciousness very broadly and vigorously. So Lord Nitananda was ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you distribute this Krishna consciousness everywhere and anywhere, anandam nibartanam, to increase the ocean of transcendental happiness. Because the more it's distributed, the more Krishna becomes pleased, the more we become pleased, and the more the living entities get the opportunity to go back to Godhead. It's not meant to be kept. This knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Suppose I get some knowledge of Krishna consciousness. I meet a bona fide devotee of the Lord. I read transcendental literature. I get some knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And I become, as they advertise, an extremely saintly person. That's just for me. And what will happen to my knowledge if I keep it to myself? That's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Knowledge kept to oneself is like water kept in a cracked pot. We keep it very carefully, but it leaks out. Like money is like that. A miser, what happens to a miser? He's holding on to his money very carefully, and therefore the whole world is scheming how to take his money away. The whole world is scheming. His family members are scheming. The government is scheming. His business associates are scheming. Everyone's scheming. Thieves are scheming how to take away his money. And if they fail, death comes and takes away his money. So he's thinking that he's going to hold on to it, and it all disappears. So it is with misers. So in the field of knowledge also, one should not be miserly. I'm so lucky, I've got this knowledge, and I'm going to keep it. No, that child is going to be just as disturbing over there as in the temple room. And on the other hand, when one distributes Krishna consciousness, it increases. Anything else, when, as you distribute it, it diminishes. But Krishna consciousness, when distributed, increases. Tandya charanam charane mor koti namaskar chaitanir bhakti yego lalinyanita samsar. I offer innumerable obeisances unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is so kind that he spread the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. All over the world. Yes, that's what it says. Ariyaya Samsara. So Kaviraj Goswami wrote this book maybe 400 years ago. What was this all over the world? It wasn't even all over India. Maybe in Bengal people knew about Guru Chaitanya. Even, say, in the last 50 to 100 years, mostly Bengalis knew about Lord Chaitanya. Maybe some North Indians or South Indians might have heard the name of Lord Chaitanya, maybe. But the mission of Lord Chaitanya wasn't spread all over the world. And yet, Kaviraj Goswami writes that he spread Chaitanya Bhakti, the path of bhakti, devotional service to Lord Chaitanya, or is taught by Lord Chaitanya, all over the world. So then that means that it's a foretelling. It's true. But at the time of Kaviraj Goswami, it was not yet manifest. Now it's manifest. The whole samsara, the whole world, Lord Chaitanya's name is there, and the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is there. Maybe Antarctica, we're not yet very active. That also will come. But North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, Australia, every place the penguin lands, Lord Chaitanya's name is known. So that's Srila Prabhupada's credit, that he acted as the agent of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu means Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his agents. Krishna is not alone. The Lord is not by himself. Therefore, we're chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktar, Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktar. Srivas Adi means the devotees, starting with Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur is a prominent devotee of Lord Chaitanya. But Adi means beginning with, or and so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar, Srivas, so many Adigaur Bhakta, so many devotees. That means you're also included in the Panchatattva. Panchatattva means Lord Chaitanya and his five principal associates. But you're also included, because Shiva's Adi. Not only Shiva's, but Shiva's Adi Guru. All the devotees who were Chaitanya. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Krishna is everything. Krishna doesn't mean only Krishna. Krishna means Krishna with his expansions, with his incarnations, with his devotees, with his spiritual energy, with his material energy. Everything. Sarvapalavinam Brahma. God includes everything. That means he includes us also. We're also a part of God. Not like the foolish Mayavadis are thinking, I'm also God. Not like that. I'm God, you're God. That's so stupid. If everyone's God, then who are these, if everyone's the king, who are the subjects? I'm God, I'm your God. This means God becomes meaningless. God means Ishvara Parama, the supreme control. Not that I'm also the supreme control, you're also the supreme control. There's one Mayavadi. Sannyasi. He Prabhupada used to sign his letters, your ever will worship. And this Mayavadi Sannyasi signs his letters, your own true self. What is that supposed to mean? Your own true self. If I'm your own true self, then I don't have to write you a letter. If I'm you and you're me, if we're all one, if there's no distinction between us, then I'll eat the feast and you'll feel satisfied. Or I'll attain self-realization and you'll automatically be self-realized because there's no difference between you and me. The guru has nothing to teach because if the guru is enlightened and if he's my own true self, then I must be automatically enlightened also. Because if I'm him and he's me, it makes no sense. Oh, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is teaching that each one of us is an individual, eternal part of him. Mami mamsa jiva loke jiva utasana. Everyone is individual. And everyone is a tiny, tiny part of Krishna. Now I'm thinking I'm independent. Now I'm thinking that I'm this body. Now I'm thinking that I'm part of this material world. But it's not that when I'm liberated, I realize that I'm none of those things, that I'm God. If I'm God, how did I come to identify myself with all of those other things? As if an illusion. It's not that God is an illusion and requires to be cured. He's always God, like Krishna. And Kaivalya Nishthavaka, so the six Goswamis presented the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to free us from this bewilderment. On the one hand, to think that I'm something of this material energy, and on the other side, to think that there's absolutely no difference between myself and God. I'm also God, you're also God. And the method is simple. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. For the philosophical, we have so many books. And for the whole world, we have this chanting the holy name. And anyone can take it. And our business is to distribute it so that people will be happy. All right, let's see what's on the good board. Kindly inform us as to why we do RT for the Lord. What is the significance of doing RT? Anatrika is also called Anatrika. It means reading the Lord. The significance is that we're Krishna servants, and just like someone is out of home and he comes home after a long time, then there's a big celebration. And they offer lamps, and they offer, of course, these days it would be firecrackers. But there's a big welcome, ticker tape parades. So this Aratrika, or RT ceremony, is a form of reading the Lord, or welcoming the Lord, or offering service to the Lord. It expresses that I'm your servant. The particulars, of course, these are all pleasing things for a person to offer a fan and to offer a chakra and so on. They're to offer nice scented flowers. These are pleasing items. But the particulars are not so important. The main thing is, it's expressing service and devotion. That's the essence of it. Significance is that Krishna is God, and that word is service. Is performing RT at home devotional service to Krishna? Yes, why not? It's not that Krishna is bottled up here in our temple and you can't have him. We got him. You can't have him. He's staying in the temple. That's it. No. He's here in the temple. He's in your heart. You can install him in your home. Why not? And actually the temple is meant to be a model, to set the example how to serve Krishna. Here we're dressing Krishna, we're offering food to Krishna, we're offering a little RT ceremony, offering a lamp, offering some incense. And we have a big place and we can do it in style. But you can also do the same thing at home. You don't need a big altar this big and a staff of so many men. According to your means, Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Patya Priyachati Tanam Mantu Paratam Nashnami Paitam. You can offer me even a little leaf or a flower or fruit or water. You'd be the poorest person. I don't think there's anyone here that poor that you would have nothing, but even if you were the poorest of the poor, you could offer Krishna a little water, Krishna would accept it. A little leaf, Krishna would accept it. A flower. Because Pantya, Krishna's not in need of your flower, or your, probably say Krishna doesn't need your dal, rice, and chapatis. Lakshmi Sahasrasatasamaram Sevyam. He's got thousands of cooks, thousands of Lakshmis who are completely devoted. They'll cook anything he wants. Or in Jagannath Puri, he's sitting and they're offering him 164 times. So then what can I offer him? No, it's not that Krishna is starving and he needs food. But our love is welcome. He already has lots of love. The Lakshmis are offering sevya, some Brahma sevya. They're full of love for Krishna. But Krishna is unlimited, so he can accept the loving sentiments or the loving service of unlimited numbers of devotees. So he is inviting the Bhagavad-gita to join in the service program. Even by offering me a little leaf or a little water or a little fruit. And if you can offer more, that's nice. You can do a little puja, you can do whatever you can do. Some people can do more service, some people will do some simple thing. Everyone can serve Krishna, and Krishna takes it all. Not that he sees here's a rich man, he's giving so many thousands of rand. Here's a poor man, he's only giving a little water. The rich man is good, the poor man is minimal. For Krishna is equal. Because bhaktya, the real thing is devotional service. Exercising choice can be so subtle in terms of choosing between right and wrong in present times in Kali Yuga. Kindly inform us how to control one's choices, desires, and mind. Yes, everything gets very subtle, and therefore we should be absorbed in Krishna consciousness. If we're absorbed in Krishna consciousness, tadami guni yogam tam, Krishna will give us the intelligence how to act, what to do. And we shouldn't be just on the edge of Krishna consciousness. Well, maybe if I go a little bit to the right, I'll be finished. We should be so absorbed in Krishna consciousness that Maya's way over there. Of course, Maya's very tricky. Maya will always try to be right next to us. But if we keep in mind the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master, keep in mind the instructions of Krishna, and chant the holy name of Krishna, then Krishna will help us. And if we don't know, should I do this? Should I then we can consult with experienced devotees? Should I do this or should I? How does one achieve a balance between bhajanandi and gosyanandi? Even if one preaches, he needs to cultivate his own Krishna consciousness. Is it enough to just chant 16 rounds, follow the four regular principles, and preach? Do we have to make a greater endeavor to cultivate bhajan? Is it enough to chant 16 rounds, follow the four regular principles, and preach? No, read the books too. And associate with devotees. Yes. The way to get a good balance between bhajanandi and gosyanandi is to be a gosyanandi. Gosyananda's devotees are preaching by their inspiration. It's not that they've given up reading about Krishna, discussing Krishna, anything else. But they've surpassed that. They've gone farther. Those who are engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness. Their bhajan will be naturally there. If you're going to preach about Krishna, naturally you want to read about Krishna, you want to discuss Krishna, maschitta, maghita prana. You want to think about Krishna in so many ways. Now the person who's trying to spread Krishna consciousness gets special blessings from Krishna. And if he's serious, then the bhajan is included. He chants 16 rounds, he follows four daily principles, he hears and reads in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita as it is. And when he distributes it, that's also study. Like Prabhupada said, that you're studying all the books by worshipping the deity. Similarly, by distributing books, by distributing all the name of Krishna, you're again reading all the books. That doesn't mean, well, I'm reading all the books, so I don't have to read the books. But those who are serious Gosjanandis get more inspiration for reading, for studying, for cultivation, for worship of the deity, for everything. It strengthens their bhajan. So if you'd like to strengthen your bhajan, distribute Krishna consciousness. Really. Doesn't have to be a big program. Whoever's next to you, in your business, in your school, tell the next person about Krishna. Prabhupada told about the daughter of one disciple, the little girl. She would tell her school friends, "Do you know who Krishna is?" Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what this is preaching. So in your school you can do it, in your workplace they all preach to you. They talk to you about cricket, they talk to you about fishing, they talk to you about politics, they talk to you about all the junk that's on their mind. Now why does it have to be a one-way street? Did you sign a contract when you went to work that they could dump it all on you? And you're not allowed to retaliate. They're telling you what they think is of value. You tell them what you think is of value. Why not? And it may make them the most fortunate. End of clipboard questions. Any other questions? End of all.